Talking some basketball here with Coach Bill Putoff over at Pattonsburg. Pattonsburg, they're busy as anybody here going over the last couple of weeks. You want games once you get into the season. Pattonsburg has them. Got a victory last night against Winston by 7. Going over to Jamesport tonight, starting conference play at Princeton Friday. And not too bad a week for Pattonsburg. I know you know any coach out of the 7 that went to the Albany tournament last week, Coach, you'd want to win it, but Platte Valley is a tough nut to crack, so they get it. But third place for Pattonsburg, not a bad week for you guys. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, where I kind of, you know, I talked with the Pattonsburg girls and Coach Warford about where did he feel like his team got better last week. Where do you feel like your team got better in your three games last week?
I thought we got better. A lot of it, attacking the basket on offense, not settling for the three like we did against Gallatin. Thought we did a better job there. And I thought we also did a better job defensively, for the most part, of our playing man defense and trying to help and close out. And even boxing out some. Against Princeton, we had to try to figure out how to get some more rebounds and just trying to block out and go get rebounds. So.
From what they've been, you played North Andrew in the third place game, and I know that you know they've been sniffing around the top of the conference for a number of years as far as first place. They weren't picked that high in the preseason, but they gave you trouble on Saturday. Now, you won 57-51, but I'm going to guess that North Andrew maybe lost a couple of pieces, but still pretty tough.
They are. Their coach, Bryson, does a great job of getting them ready, and they know what they're supposed to do, and they've got athletes. I mean, North Andrew always has athletes, and they're physical, and they can jump well, and they do a lot of things. They run a system pretty good, and they're just well coached and does a good job.
You ran into Princeton in the it was pool play, but pretty much we were calling it here because everybody knew what it was. It was a semifinal on Wednesday. They got you by 10. Was it Talon Holt that got away from you a little bit, or was it the Tigers' balance that hurt you?
It was a little. It was a balance. It seemed like. Second quarter, Talon just kind of, when I got done, looked at the scorebook, I thought he had 30, 35, and he only had 22. I thought, holy smokes. But he just got on a roll for a while and just did whatever he wanted to do, drive, pull up, hit the 15-footer, hit a three. He just did whatever he wanted to do for a little bit.
And
like 5, 6, 7 possessions just scored. So he's... Sometimes when he wants to be, he's a man among boys. So,
yeah, he's the best player for Princeton, but they're going to be okay if they're a one-man show. They're not. Clay Evans is a really good point guard that if you leave him open, he could hit 7, 8 threes against you any given night.
By far. And we tried to not leave him on defense, not help with, just stay on him. And he hit some shots, and he got out and ran on fast break. He's very good, too. We take both of them in a heartbeat. There's no doubt in our mind, and it'll make everybody better. So
you got a victory against Winston last night, Coach, and that's one of those games. Pattonsburg, Winston, the boys know each other. It's going to be an intense game. It's at your place. You got a victory, but it was not easy. You beat them by 7.
Yeah, it wasn't. The Yahtzee kid, big left-hander, just plays well. We held him to 10 points in the first half, and he came out in the second half and scored 20. And we had to kind of hang on at the end. We got out of them early, and second half, they beat us in the second half. So, yeah, Winston always, their coach, Pikett, gets them ready, and they play hard, and they came out of the halftime more fired up than we did. So,
Tri-County tonight, that's the type of team. I've been talking with Taryn over at Jamesport about her guys here for the last 2 weeks. It sounds like, kind of the same thing with the girls I talked about with Coach Warford. If you take that one for granted, Tri-County's capable on their floor of biting you tonight.
Yeah, I'm a nervous person anyway, and going in, I don't know much about them. I mean, haven't seen who they've really played or whatever. We just try to get ready for North Andrew and then Winston. You can't ever forget about a game or whatever, but I haven't done much to get ready. I'm going to do a little bit of that this afternoon and try to figure out what we're going to do. So, but last year they gave us a pretty good game for three quarters. They lost a couple good kids, but the other kids kind of knew what they were supposed to do, so we'll see what happens.
So you play at Princeton to start conference play on Friday, obviously a rematch from a week ago. Talon's going to be on the floor. Clay's going to be on the floor. Aside from that, Coach, the first time around against them, it was 67-57. What are the one or two things that you need to do better to turn this into a victory Friday night?
Well, one thing we did that night is we hit 12 or 13 threes. So I know they're going to come out and try to slow that down, and I'm not sure that we can shoot as well as we did from that again. We need to keep tacking the basket on offense. Defensively, we got to do some things to help when Talon goes driving to the middle and spins. And we got to keep an eye on Clay Evans, and then they had another kid. I can't pull up my stats right now, but that kind of had 12 points on us that did a pretty good job. So we've got to do some things there to slow them down.
Conference just as a whole, we talked about this for a couple of weeks, but it's starting Friday, it's going to be a dogfight. If you don't bring your best, you're capable of losing to anybody in this conference on any given night, correct?
Yes, yes. A lot of good coaches, a lot of good athletes. People know each other. It is going to be a dogfight.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Road trips this week at Tri-County tonight, at Princeton Friday. Pattonsburg boys beat Winston last night, 65-58. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Tom.